Well, I've known Simon McCabe for a while, and by extension is Father Kevin. And I wasn't really sure what I was looking to do, but I went to a couple of games here last year. I think I came to the Stevenage game here, and I came to the playoff final, and I wasn't really looking to do anything at all. And I just, every time I come away, I said, you need a striker. But I would have said that even if I was a retired centre-half. You know, it was just screaming that I needed a striker. And they've obviously added to their ranks with a couple of exciting young players. And I think it just felt that if we had a little bit of experience as well, we'd have some more options. So I said, well, it seems to work for everybody. So we just hit upon a deal, just a short-term deal, and see how things work out. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting started.
Could you tell us a bit more about that relationship you've had with the McCabes? Because it's quite a long relationship you've had with them for some time, isn't it?
Yeah, I met, you know, we live in the same area, Simon and I, and our wives know each other, and our kids play together. And yeah, I've just known him for a while, and he just invited. It was a very natural thing to do, just to invite me to a game, to watch a game of football. You know, I love watching a game of football. And I wasn't doing anything else, so I thought, yeah, I'll come along. And it just sort of progressed from there, really. But I'd certainly never started out with intention on either party to sort of get the other one to do something. It just wasn't the case at all. But it just ended up that way because the situation was that they needed a striker, and I wasn't doing anything.
What about this club? It's a great challenge, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fantastic club. I've played it many times, and they've got a fantastic crowd base. Great stadium. It's really rocking when it gets going. It can be a very intimidating place to come and play, which I've found out many times. But it could and should be back in the Championship at least, and it's just about starting back on that path of getting back there, as that's where it needs to be, because it has the fan base and it has the people who deserve to be back there.
Presumably you believe this club can get back there because that's why you signed here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, that was an important thing. I had had quite a few offers elsewhere, and I just looked at Sheffield, and obviously with the friendship there as well, and I know players here, which was important, and I know quite a few of the backroom staff as well, and I looked at it and I thought, yeah, you know, come close a couple of times, don't have a fantastic record in the playoffs over the years, narrowly missed out last year. I thought, yeah, we've got a great chance. There's nothing better than being in a club where you're contributing towards winning football matches week in and week out, you know, and there's nothing worse than getting beaten every week. So I looked at this club and I thought, well, I think that's where I want to be.
If it goes well, presumably you'd be open to sticking it out, because there's a job to be done here over the course of a season rather than just up until the new year, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the it works well in the way that we put it together, because the contract ends 31st of December. Obviously the January transfer window then opens, and they may decide that they're really going to go for it if they're in a position, or they may decide to sort of save some cash and get rid of a few players, and one of those will be me. So it works, you know, it's a win-win really, all ends up. And I might get to the point in January where I decide that perhaps I might go and play abroad or something like that, you know, when the windows open up internationally as well. So you know, we'll just see what happens.
And you know, you have had some big challenges in your career. Do you still get excited about moments like this, you know, joining a new club and new surroundings, new challenge?
I mean you certainly get the excitement. I think the thing that wanes is how daunted you get, I think, because you obviously get used to it, and you get used to speaking with you guys, and you kind of get used to signing autographs and stuff, and I think you're not daunted by it. So I remember when I signed for Reading, I kind of looked wide-eyed at the stadium and everyone, and it was a bit of a, you know, it was a lot to take in at the time, but certainly I'm not less any excited by it. It doesn't matter what the league is. I think winning in sport is something to strive for, and I think we can do that here.
It would be right to say that you've turned down offers maybe from higher divisions, that this challenge appeals to you more than maybe mid-table relegation scrap in the Championship, for example.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I turned down quite a few offers in the Championship, and quite a lot of offers in this same league. I just thought, well, it doesn't really matter what the league is, and to a certain extent it didn't really matter what the wage was. It was just, I think they can win, and I quite like to have that winning feeling again.